Edition and Music Selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes...
This is Christian Breton of Quebec City, Quebec. You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome, everybody, to the International Radio Report, funding drive number 2 this year, 2024, March the 24th. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill. And we thank you for tuning in to our program. We're here every Sunday morning with 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio. Today, of course, though, is our second of two funding drive shows. The CKUT funding drive is underway. It is running through today, March the 24th. It will end. We're encouraging everyone to make a pledge to support the radio station, which in turn helps support us being on the air. We want to thank Richard, Sarah, Norma, and Ian, who took time last week to pledge during the show. We would love to hear from a lot more of you, though. Normally, we hear from many, many of our listeners. We were just commenting. We have close to 1,000 people on our Facebook group and close to 1,000 people who are in our YouTube channel. Yet we only heard from 4 people last week. So we are putting out a big challenge. It is really important. The goal of the funding drive this year at CKUT, which is a campus community radio station that lives by the funding drive and also some fees from McGill students. The goal is $50,000, and we're quite far behind that. Jill will have a little bit more information on that in just a second. So if you want to support the radio station, keep it on the air, keep us on the air with the International Radio Report. Remember, we've been here since 1987 doing this program. And like I think, Jill, you said last week, what would happen if you turned on the radio and we weren't there, or if CKUT wasn't there? So we need you to call. We need you to pledge. Any amount is greatly appreciated. You can go and do it online. CKUT.ca/donate is the website, and you can get all the instructions there on how to make your pledge. You can pay by check, by Visa debit, by Visa or MasterCard, and also by PayPal. If you want to call in your pledge, there is a phone number, important number to remember. We'll tell you about it several times during the show. 514-907-9424. 514-907-9424. And there are all sorts of gifts that are available for certain levels of pledges. But we keep stressing how important this funding drive is. And Jill, you've got some more information, some rather ominous sounding information that you got today from the radio station.
Yep, I got an email from Madeline Lines, which is at the funding at CKUT. And it actually was a very powerful email because sometimes you don't realize donations are important. And one of the things that happened first, look, they're saying thank you to everybody that has donated. But they said, if you haven't donated yet this year, we need your help. As our annual funding drive is set to close Sunday evening, and we are barely past the halfway point of our $50,000 goal, plus, you add to the fact that in the heart of the funding drive, Hydro-Québec shut off power. So the website was down for a while, losing precious hours of donation. It says that CKUT is no stranger to tough times, and our community-powered station has always been characterized by a sense of scrappiness and resilience. But we need to level with our community about the dire state of the station's finances. As advertising revenues have plummeted, student fees have not been adjusted for inflation despite our many pleas and campaigns to the McGill student body, and donations are slow, CKUT is facing a growing valley between the costs of running a 24/7 radio station and the income available to us. Our small team of modestly paid staff are burnt out, overworked, and we need to buy time for station governance to steer CKUT to a more sustainable path. With the current financial projections, CKUT may only have 2 years left. So this email, right now, there's not enough cash coming in. And a community radio station has a lot of problems in getting money. You know, trying to get advertising revenue stuff when you don't have any numbers to give out to advertisers saying, hey, you know, this is the amount of people that are listening to us. We don't really know. Governments are not helping much. And it's even the reverse. Like, as governments themselves are getting, you know, a hard time having their own budgets working, how do you want to give money to things like community radio at the same time? No revenue from the student fees have been going through inflation. I mean, every year, we all feel it. It costs more to live. It costs more to CKUT to pay the bills. Yet, that amount of money coming from the students hasn't changed. Funding is where we can hopefully save the station and have at least a working budget for a year. So this tells you how important. I mean, how about in 2 years, no more station, no more CKUT, no more IRR, International Radio Report is gone. What do you feel about that? And that's where we need your help.
You know, every year we really pump up the funding drive on our show in particular. And we've been very, very happy to know that for a half hour show, we've actually brought in a lot more pledges than some of the two-hour shows on the station have done, meaning that our listeners have been very, very supportive. Yes, we know times are more difficult. Cost of living is higher. Grocery bills have gone up. Heating, car, gasoline, you name it. Any small amount, though. You know, a lot of you people out there, you're using big, fancy, expensive radios. And, you know, we're asking for any little amount. You know, they all add up. So keep these numbers in mind, keep the website in mind, and if you can spare a few bucks, it's really, really important, probably now more than it's ever been, hearing that notice from the radio station. So ckut.ca/donate is the website. You can go there and make your pledge online, or you can pick up the phone and call 514-907-9424 and speak to one of the staff in the pledge room, and they'll gladly take all of your information. So you don't want us to disappear. It's time to let us know that you want to keep us on the air. We've got a long way to go, but not much time left for this time round. Now, even though the funding drive ends this evening, you can continue to pledge any time at all. You know, if you suddenly come into some money or something, you say, hey, what am I going to do with this? I won the lottery. Well, a little bit of money to CKUT would certainly help. If you like the radio station, you like our program, you like community radio and campus community radio, it's time to let us know how much you appreciate it being here. All right, on to some news.
So we have Philippe Quentin, which is à l'Animation du Québec maintenant on CHMP 98.5 FM. This is via Normand Martel. So he's been at the station for about 5 years on 98.5. And Philippe Quentin has 35 years of experience as a journalist. And he says that he's happy and very enthusiastic at the idea of getting on the bar for Le Québec maintenant. And it's a honor and privilege to be at the bar of this show. He really knows well the team, and every day he's happy. It is something interesting that's changing on 98.5. Philippe Quentin, well-known here in Quebec francophone side. He's actually very good in general knowledge of everything, so he's going to be, I think, a good add. He's used to, of course, the listeners of 98.5. that actually love him a lot already. He's part of the DNA of the station, basically, says Julie Christine Gagnon, which is the director of program at the station. Pierre-Yves McSween will also be a new co-host of the show, and Catherine Beauchamp will add her little touch, a unique touch for the cultural side of things.
That's a new afternoon show, right?
Yeah.
I think that, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't aware they're shuffling around because of the morning show changing and changing the lineup of the station. So he's going to be going into that new afternoon slot. Okay.
And they're big names. So I guess they're trying to see if they can get more listeners for that time period of the station there.
That is the number one
French
station.
Absolutely.
In the city here.
Yeah, there's 98.5, and then it follows with the CBC French pretty much for the top two spots in the French language here in Quebec. There's also somebody called MC Gilles, which is a very well-known personality here in Quebec also that's been slowly getting into radio and TV. He will also have a new weekly show on the Fridays from 6:30 to 8 p.m., where he's going to talk about the events of the week in his own very personal and colorful way, because MC Gilles is a very unique personality for those that know who he is. So this is all coming, starting on the August 12th, 2024 on 98.5. So a little change for the fall and for what's going to happen on 98.5. I guess they're trying to just reposition themselves to consolidate their number one spot, basically, by taking all of these well-known personalities here.
And we have a piece of news from one of the other community radio stations in our region, and that is K103.7. It has been named the best community radio station in Canada. And this is by Paul Grafe of K103.7 via Jeremy Zaffron. Corporate Vision magazine has unveiled the winners of this year's Canadian Business Awards. K103.7, which is CKRK radio in Ganawage, which is the Mohawk Native community southwest of Montreal, has won the award for best community radio station in the country. It was recognized as a nonprofit station owned and operated by the community. The station aims to bring information to the community and their neighbors through meaningful, culturally entertaining programming, all while promoting the Mohawk language. In its eighth year, the awards recognize individuals and organizations who are improving their sector for their clients' and customers' benefit. I think it means a lot of things to a lot of different people, Joe Delaronde, the chairman of the K103.7 board of directors, said. For some, it means getting a little piece of information every day. For others, they really just enjoy it. For others, hearing the language every day, it means something. I remember our very first day of broadcasting back in 1981. People were in tears because they had never thought they would ever hear Ganyageha, which is the Mohawk language, on the airwaves anywhere. It means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and I think that's what makes it special. So I'm very familiar with K103.7. I actually worked there for just under a year back in 2018, I believe it was. And it's a very unique radio station serving a small community, a Mohawk community of Ganawage. And they've been going through a lot of changes. They've had some really hard times. They were in a position where they almost closed down several times because of lack of funds and what have you. So they know what it's all about. Similar situation now that K103 faced in the past is what CKUT here in Montreal may be facing in the coming years. So again, our funding drive is still going. You have time to make a pledge. Any amount is appreciated. Go to the website, ckut.ca/donate, and you can donate online, or you can pick up the phone and call 514-907-9000. 9424. Make your pledge, and you can tag your pledge for our radio show if you're a regular listener to us, or you can make multiple pledges if you want for other shows that you like to listen to on the radio station. One pledge, more than one, whatever. One is important, though. If you can make one donation, that would be really great, and the amount, any amount, is greatly appreciated.
You know, looking at the native community radio station that just was named Best Community Radio Stations in Canada is just telling us how amazing community radio can be. So that's why it has to be maintained, and we need your pledges. So what's happening with our sun? Well, our sun is in a very complex moment. There's a huge sunspot. Well, actually, it's kind of a crushed or a shattered sunspot. It's dozens of little cores gathered together, which is called AR3615, and it's an extremely complex state right now with all the magnetic poles. So anything can happen right now with this. It could flare at any time. There is a high solar activity right now. The sunspot number 141, the solar flux is almost at 200 at 197. And this is great for propagation, and it shows on the bands on the high frequencies. So what's going to happen in the week to come is a complex thing. Could it flare? We never totally know. It's like the weather. You know, is it going to rain or not? Sometimes it's complex to see, and it's the same for space weather. But it definitely could be a mixed bag. Depends on what's going to happen. But when it's quiet with that high solar flux, the amount of broadcast you're getting from different stations, and we are in the last week of the schedule season for the winter. So if you're enjoying some stations right now under specific frequencies, especially with what we're actually seeing, that's kind of scary. The cutbacks of the BBC shortwave for A24 coming up. A lot of broadcasts to Africa being cut. You know what? Enjoy this week of propagation, because in a week's time, a lot of things could change. And the only way to witness all of this is with radio. And hopefully a radio that's tuned to 90.3 FM today. Because we need money. We need to be there in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now. Only you can help us with this.
This is Peter Laws in Norman, Oklahoma. On the air since 1987, you're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of radio about radio, every Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and live streaming around the globe at ckut.ca.
We have a story that's becoming somewhat regular on our program, unfortunately. This is from Afghanistan. The Taliban temporarily shut down two private radio stations in Ghazni. This is via Radio Info Asia. According to local sources, two private radio stations, Shamla and Dekada, were temporarily closed by the Taliban municipality on March the 10th in Ghazni province in Afghanistan. The stations were shut down for not possessing the required municipal licenses, although they had licenses from other government entities. This was the second closure of the stations for the same reason in a week. The closures, which lasted for 3 hours, led to protests from media officials and local journalists and an intervention from the Information and Culture Department. They were permitted to resume operations, provided they agreed to meet the municipality's taxation demands within 1 week. Taliban municipal officials have conveyed to the media organizations that pressure from Kabul authorities necessitates the enforcement of municipal law, which includes an annual license tax of 7,000 Afghan Afghanis, which is approximately $100 US. The action, according to the Afghanistan Journalist Center, places undue pressure on media organizations, effectively subjecting them to double jeopardy by demanding additional licensing when they already comply with broader regulatory and tax requirements. So is this some kind of cash grab from the Taliban government? I'm not sure. It sounds like it might be. and just becoming a bit of a nuisance to these radio stations, which seem to be operating, you know, by the laws and paying their dues, yet they're being flicked on and off like a light switch. Yeah, it almost sounds like you know, the mafia protection funds that they collect from restaurants and stuff like that in some cities. Yeah, there are a lot of strange things going on with media in Afghanistan. We continue to monitor it. And as I said, there's stories coming out seemingly almost every week of something happening to the media outlets in that country. The other day, just to start off this story, I was searching around on the internet looking for some information for the show, and I simply typed in the words international radio into search, and we came up with a few different things that were kind of interesting. Some were a little bit puzzling, but I sent this one to you, Jill, because it's kind of up your alley, the computer guy, and likes to play with apps and all those things. So what did we find?
So we found a interesting place, which is a website that aggregates all sorts of apps. So first of all, it's called App Advice. So it's not just catered for radio, but the section we're going to share the link to is the best apps for international radio. So if you have a phone, an iPhone, an iPad, or an Android phone or tablet of any kind, it is interesting because we often share, you know, like Broadcastify, the really well-known places where everybody goes all the time. But this one has other aggregators of feeds of radio stations all over the world. Some of them that are not known, but that are pretty cool. Like, you know, there's another one, MyTuner Radio or eRadio and so on. So this place not only shares apps for AM, FM feeds from all over the world that are interesting because sometimes they do have feeds that maybe other aggregators do not. But it's particularly interesting because they have very local stuff. So they have stuff like, you know, the Swiss digital radios, or you'll have stuff like, you know, Caracol Radio in South America. You'll have specific Radio Romania stuff. You'll have the apps that go with different countries around the world. I have one that is from South Africa, another one from Senegal. And it is interesting. Some are specifically for iPhones. Some are general iPhones and Android phones or tablets. And some are sometimes closed down. So you might check one for, say, Switzerland, and it's going to say, well, it's only for, you know, Switzerland. So it's like if you're not in Switzerland, you're not going to be able to use it. But most of them are open. So most of the ones that I've actually tried from different countries, you know, you can just listen to local radio from, you know, Mauritania or Senegal or whatever. There's a lot of African apps. I'm surprised at the amount of actually of African countries that have their specific apps just for their country. Of course, it's not always in English. You got to understand that you're listening to programming from another country that might not be in your local language, but is absolutely fantastic and fun to play with. If you like to download apps and try stuff, this is great because you can just download the app. And if you don't like it, you can remove it. And it might open your eyes to a lot of content from all around the world. And it is specifically catered for anything outside of the U.S. specifically. So lots of stuff, and stuff that I already knew to, because there's a couple of feeds in there that are music that I listen to from, like, pop music from Germany, because it's very different from pop music in general, for example. So there's a lot of stuff in there, and it's extremely interesting to check it out. So we'll share the link, and if you have a smartphone of any kind, even if you have a smart device, I've tried a few things on my own Google device. You can just state the country or the name of the app, and it's often going to bring you to feeds from a specific country. Like I have the one here from Burkina Faso, St. Vincent Radio, Cook Islands Radio, British Radio, Radio DJ, which is a specific thing for music, or Argentina radio, or Argentine radio, Bermuda. I mean, there's so many specific apps for all these countries. Lots of fun to go through it.
I think this would be really neat for people who speak different languages, or people from other countries living in North America. They want to listen to stations back in their home countries. Get the app and go right in. It's like you're back home again. And, you know, it's so neat to be able to access these things quite easily now. So, yeah, we'll definitely put up this link. It was you never know what you find when, you know, you just type in radio, or like this one, I typed in international radio and see what came back. And this one jumped out at me as giving us access to radio stations around the world. There are other ways to do it. Of course, we talk about Radio Garden all the time, which is another great one to do online, where you can just see a world map spinning and click on a green dot and you listen to a local station pretty much anywhere in the world. So definitely check these out. Let us know if you have some favorites that you find. If you find any interesting stories too, any interesting links, send them along to us. Some weeks we're digging and digging to find the stories to fill our half hour. So we could certainly appreciate any input that you have to the show. But right now, the input we need from you is financial input. We need your support for the CKUT funding drive that is ending this evening. You can go to the website ckut.ca/donate, or you can call 514-907-9424. You heard that rather dire message from the funding drive coordinator at CKUT. Just imagine if there are only 2 years left of CKUT. It's been around since 1987, as we have on the radio station. Can't believe we've been here that long, but we have this outlet that lets us put this show on the air for you every week. If you don't want the show to go away, you have to step up, and now's the time to do it. So please, any amount is greatly appreciated. Please tag it for our show. If you're calling as a listener to our program, let them know that our show is important and that the radio station is important and you want us to stay around.
So we have upcoming ham radio contest.
And get your radios warmed up, because this is a big one. Only one event. And this usually happens when there's one big contest. All the other ones kind of back away for the weekend and everybody goes at the one. It is the CQ Worldwide WPX Contest SSB portion. 0-100 March 30th to 2359 March 31st. Organized by CQ. 160 through 10 meters, no work bands. It is single sideband, so the bands are going to be crowded. There are going to be all kinds of interesting stations from all interesting parts of the world on the air for the whole weekend. So check it out. Even if you're not a ham, just tune around on the ham bands and listen to all the interesting contacts that'll be made. It'll be jam-packed for sure. If you're not hearing anything, there's something wrong with your radio, because the bands, the ham bands, will be jam-packed.
I don't know how many times I've listened to that contest, just enjoying the amazing variety of islands, countries, and exotic locations that you get. It's just so much fun. So we are out of time.
Yeah, we'll quickly tell you how to get in touch with us and how to listen to our show at your leisure. Our email address, radioreport@yahoo.com. We do live stream and are archived at ckut.ca. Our Facebook group is International Radio Report. We welcome a secret person. Radio Red October has joined our Facebook group. We're at 957 members there. Our YouTube channel, you can go and listen to the show at your leisure on YouTube and go back and listen to previous shows as well. We're at IRR is the channel. You can subscribe. And we have an X account at IRRCKUT. And we invite you to follow us on there as well. So thank you for listening. Thank you for calling and going online, making a pledge. If you haven't done so, please do so. It's really, really important. ckut.ca/donate and 514-907-9424 is the number for you to call. Thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you again next Sunday on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
And before I say goodbye, we'll leave you with two sentences. One says, With the current financial projections, CKUT may only have 2 years left. And the second one is, if we all chip in, even a dollar at a time, we will get there. Goodbye, everyone.
You are listening to the Free Kick Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, CKUT.ca, wherever you are. Today is the last day of CKUT's funding drive, and I hope that you'll chip in. Let's listen to a few songs to get us in the mood for that.
Yeah, right.